Welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So we're going to talk about values and beliefs. There is a difference between them and they are really important. So I hope in the next 10 minutes you'll be able to understand the difference between and how these impact your life. So imagine two people who are offered the same thing on the same day. Maybe it's a place on a trip and everyone's excited about it. Or maybe it's an easy way to avoid something they didn't want to do. I mean, maybe it's a place in a group that lots of people want to join. And the first person says, yeah, straight away. And the second person feels uncomfortable and says, no, without even really being sure why. Well, neither of them is right or wrong, but they simply care about different things. And that's what this topic is all about. When you understand it, a lot of your own life starts to make more sense. Most people want the same simple thing in the end. They want to live in a way that feels meaningful, both to themselves and to the people around them. And there are many ways to reach that. It might be a job you're proud of, or a family of your own one day, or the places you visit and the things you see. Under all of these, there is something more personal, and that is your own values and beliefs. They shape your life more than almost anything else, so it's worth understanding them well. Well, let's start with what they are, because people use these words a lot without saying what they mean. Your values and beliefs are the standards you hold and the ideas you live by. They're like your own personal set of rules for life. And no two people have exactly the same set. Values and beliefs are not the same thing, though. So we'll look at them now, one at a time. Your values are the things you think are most important. They're what you need in your life to feel happy with how you're living. Honesty might be one of yours. Also might kindness or loyalty, freedom, fairness, or having time to yourself. You have values like these whether or not you've ever stopped to name them. You can often feel them most clearly when two of them pull against each other. Like, imagine you care about loyalty, and then one day a friend asks you to lie for them about something, and you're not comfortable with that. Now you feel pulled in two directions, because loyalty is pulling one way, but honesty is pulling you another way. That feeling is your values at work, and it tells a lot about who you are. So here's an important point. A value is like one of your own private rules. It's not a rule that someone gives you from the outside, like a teacher or a parent or a video you watched late last night. It's a rule you would keep even when nobody's watching. And this matters because you can follow every rule you're given and still feel that something is not quite right. That feeling is often a sign that you're going against one of your own values. Now, for a point that's a little uncomfortable to hear, most of us think our values are whatever we say they are. But that's not often true. The real proof of what you care about is not in your words, it's in what you actually do. In where you spend your time, your money and your energy. Imagine you say your friends are very important to you, but you spend every free hour on your phone and you only message them once a month. The true answer is in how you spend your week, not in what you say. So if you want to know your real values, watch what you do, not what you say. It also helps to know that not all of your values are about right and wrong. Some are just about what you like. You might prefer adventure, or you might prefer a calm and quiet life, and neither of those are good or bad, they're just simply you. Other values are clearly about right and wrong, like honesty, fairness, and treating people well. Well, the second group is what people mean by a moral compass. Your moral compass is the part of your values that helps you choose the right thing when a situation is difficult. Some choices are easy to read. If you find a wallet full of money in an empty corridor, you know what the right thing to do is, even if part of you is tempted to do something else. Other choices are much harder. Maybe a friend is doing something that could hurt them, and they've asked you to say nothing. Now, caring about your friend and keeping them safe are pulling against each other. And it's easier to know what you believe is right before you're in a hard moment like that, not in the middle of one when you have to make a quick decision. What you do when two right things pull against each other with no clear answer is a bigger question, and it has its own topic later, so we'll leave that here for now. Now next, there are beliefs, which are a little different. A belief is something you hold to be true even when no one can prove it. Like religion. Religion is the clearest example. Across the world, religions give ideas to people about how to live well and what happens after this life. And millions of people, billions of people, use these ideas to guide them every day. Beliefs are not only about religion, though. You might believe that most people are good, or that hard work pays off in the end, or that things happen for a reason. Well, nobody can prove any of these with facts, but they still change how you treat people and how you deal with, let's say, bad luck. A belief is simply something you hold to be true and live by, even when no one can prove it. Now, this doesn't make the belief wrong. It just makes it a different kind of thing from a value. So where do values and beliefs come from? Values usually grow inside you slowly over time. They're shaped by everything you live through, by the home life you grew up in, by the people around you, by your good and bad experiences. The more you live and learn, the clearer it becomes what really matters to you. Beliefs are more often taught than grown. They're passed down through families and communities, sometimes over hundreds of years. So many of the beliefs a person has and lives by were learned at home long before that person ever chose them. This leads to something important, and it becomes clearer as you grow up. Many of the values and beliefs you carry around now were not really chosen by you. You took them from family, from friends, or from people you admired and looked up to when you were younger, and you've carried them ever since without checking if they still fit. For example, you might spend years aiming at a certain job and then realize one day that it was never really your goal. It was your family's goal, and you took it on so young that you thought it was your own. Noticing this is not about turning against anyone. It's just part of becoming your own person. You look at what you carry, and you keep the values that are truly yours, and you put down the ones you only picked up by accident. This also explains a feeling you probably have had before. Something is fine for your friend, but it feels wrong for you, and you can't work out why. You start to wonder if there's something wrong with you, there's nothing wrong with you. You've simply reached a point where your values and your friend's values differ. They go off in different directions, and that's okay. Two good people can care about different things and put them in different order of priority, and both still live good lives. And that's a hard idea to accept, not least in a marriage.